Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Father, this morning, we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for your kindness towards us. We've come in your presence. We pray that, Lord, you affect us. You speak to our hearts. You affect our spirits, O God. And that you help us to understand you and to understand the things of the kingdom. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? And you may please be seated. My God. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here this morning? I want to try and keep it short because it gets a little hot, isn't it? Yeah, I'm sure people are trying to run away from the sun to the morning, isn't it? I'm seeing how the people are behaving a little bit now. This morning was quite a few people. I'm going to try and do it short so that you don't get too hot, because I'm sure the heat, you know, black people, they don't like heat. The heat keeps people away from church. Can you believe it? Wonderful. Are you glad to be here anyway? Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. We're looking at Lycos. 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 Welcome back, Mr. Nelson, from your nice trip. We miss you very much. Amen. Welcome. We thank the Lord for traveling mercies. I have important people in the church. Oh. Yes. Did you know that? Yes. You knew that? Yes. I have very, very important people in the church. I have one of my church members who's a model too. Yes. Yeah, she was in a Miss Universe competition. Kelly, the people don't know you, you know. Share. Can you stand and let the people see that? Me too, I have a church member. You know Kalisha? Yeah. Wow. Nice. She was in a Miss Universe competition. Did you see her? Yes. The people, it was by us. She should have won. Yeah, it was biased. Yeah, I don't agree with you. They should have. Yeah, Kelly should have won. Yeah, this, like today, like this, all the misses would have come to church. Yeah. I want all the miss people to come to my church. What do you think? Yeah. Kelly, you have to bring all of them, including the universe, the biased Miss Universe herself. We must bring her. Yeah, bring all of them. Yeah, tell them there's a fancy church in Isla Penitence where we can, when they come, we allow them to do a little catwalk. Just, you know. For 5 minutes, and then you can see that. We'll do a little, why not? That's all we have. Oh. Yeah, princess, you give us lectures and things. I'll give you 5 minutes, you give us a little lecture. That's all we have. Oh, cricket, all those who play cricket, after you have to play all kinds of things. The church cannot be a church if we don't have different types of people. Yeah, I have policemen. I have secret agents in the church. Yeah, I have bodyguards. Yeah, I have girls, women bodyguards. Have you seen them before? A woman who's a bodyguard. Sure, I have a fantastic type of people around me. Yeah. They can kick you and you will just black out. Secret service agent. Yeah, Steven Seagal type of woman. Yeah. It's nice to have all types of people in the church. And a good pastor is like Noah, who has all type of animals in the ark. Yeah. If you are not a good pastor, you can't have all types of people in the church. You can have red, gold, green, all these colors, these fancy colors, all these born again, non-born again, black girls, all type of people. Yeah, people who work in good places, people who don't work in good places. Dangles, holy girls. Yes, people, West Aina. I learned a word yesterday. I don't want to say it. Aina taught me a word yesterday. Charlene, you don't tell me no word. You don't teach me no Creole slangs. You know them. Man. I learned something. Ah, now I even understand it more. Because when I learn the words and I say it, you understand me better.
Yeah.
When I use the English words, some of you don't understand what I'm talking about. I want to speak Creole.
That's right.
When I say it, it goes in deep into your heart like, yeah, the man preaching to me. Quincy, what do you think? Yeah. We're looking at Lycos. And we're saying that Lycos is a word that must be magnified in our churches, in our lives. Lycos means volunteers. It means lay people. It means lay pastors. My good friend Jugo. Okay, it means, and when you say lay or Lycos, you are talking about people who are unskilled, people who have not been licensed, people who don't have a certificate per se to do what they are doing. And I explained that if you look into the church and you want to see, or if you look at our society, Guyanese society, and you want to look at who is a normal person, who is a usual person, somebody who is a Lycos, we are all types of people. People that you want to slap. Yeah. I was on Norton Road the other day. Norton Street. And this guy has his door opened. I don't know what he was doing in his vehicle. The space left does not allow two vehicles to pass each other. And your door is wide open and you are standing there with his pants going down, with the line to his buttock showing. And I'm saying that you can easily die. But if you stop and you say, Mawam, you are to, Wemi Wam, he rather will become offended and insulted. That's the type of normal people we have. Yeah, normal people. it's normal people. But God is too fantastic that He chooses normal things. Shonet, I was telling Delon, you see his Facebook dance. You said this one? Yeah. I was dancing for him today. I said, "Bye, you could dance bad. Yeah, dance bad. Yeah. God wants to use us. We are the ones who don't want to be used by God. Because we seem to know more about ourselves than God knows about us. We seem to have wrong things about us that we want to remind God that, God, you sure you remember me? Don't you know me? You know who I am. No, man. You can't use me. You don't want to use me. You don't know what you are talking about. No, but God knows every single thing about you. Yet He wants to use you. Yet He wants to, because when the power of God comes upon you, no matter who you are, you will change. No matter who you are, you'll be able to do things that you would otherwise not have been able to do. So, God likes to use ordinary people. And that's who we are. We are ordinary people. You can and you must be involved in whatever you're doing in the secular world. But make sure and understand that God wants to use you also. In the first service, I spoke about that God's ability, or God has given us A measure. It means that God has given all of us something little that we can do for him. He's given us the grace. He's given us something. You'll be surprised how many people you can come bring together. If you like, try it and see. You'll be surprised how many people from your workplace, from your circles, that you can gather together to follow you to church. You'll be surprised. And if you want to prove it, you do a party. And you see how many people you can organize to come for the party. You say, oh, I want to go to the creek right now. And see how many people will follow you to go to the creek. Interestingly, it's not so easy for them to follow you to church. But some of us, we have a certain attractive mechanism. Some people have a certain magnetic force that people always follow them. If you are somebody like that, you have to be careful. It's something that God has given to you. Do you get it? So what we need to understand is that God wants to use us. I want everybody in this church to spend a bit of their time, according to what we are studying, with the things of God. You could be whatever. Because there are so many examples scattered in the Bible. There's a guy called Daniel. We all know Daniel. Belteshazzar. He was named Belteshazzar with his three Hebrew friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were names that were given to them. That's not the original names. They were names that Nebuchadnezzar gave them. They have their names originally. Hananiah, something, Mishael, and something are their names from the Bible. So Nebuchadnezzar changed their names. Yeah. And Daniel, whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. So the Babylonian bosses changed their names. So you've forgotten their names, and people don't know people don't understand when you change people's names. But it's a normal thing that happens in the church. Are you there with me? So Daniel became a prime minister. But the Bible says that as his custom and his tradition was, he will pray three times a day. He will open the windows and they'll pray. Is it you can see how the Muslims have copied Christianity and changed the name. The other day, I was reading about prophet. Okay, and I they call Muhammad a prophet. Who is a prophet? A prophet is somebody who says things that comes to pass. I don't know a lot about Islam, but they can tell me things that Muhammad has said that has come to pass. Are there things like that? Anybody knows? Look at Jesus the prophet. The things he has said and the things that have come to pass. And the things that are still happening. Muhammad did not predict anything about the events of this world. He can't call himself a prophet. Daniel, because you see, when the Jews were carried captives to Babylon, Solomon said when he dedicated the temple that anybody who prays anybody who comes here and prays, Lord, hear from heaven and hear their prayer. That was the prayer Solomon prayed when he dedicated the temple. So the Jews had a habit of always praying in the temple. Wherever they are, if they are praying, they pray towards the temple, which was in the east. So Daniel used to pray, open his windows, and he would face the direction of the east. Is it there? Can you see it in somewhere there? And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. Jerusalem is in the east. That's what we call the place the Middle East. And the Muslims do the same thing. When they are praying, they go on and they face a certain direction. Where? They are just copying. But Daniel found time as a prime minister to pray three times in a day. That many of us cannot find time in a day. A prime minister of Daniel's caliber could find three times in a day to pray. And we, who don't work,
We who work at government companies or public service, that they are trying to take away the shame and make it into some fancy thing now. They are doing a lot of changes. They want to give them what? Apartments and condos. Now, if you want a job in the public service, you go to the Public Services Commission, PSC, they call it. You can't go and apply for a job at the Ministry of Education. You have to go to PSC, which should have been probably the thing from a long time ago. But it wasn't being used. Because what's the use of all these organizations if they are not serving their purposes? So if you want a job at any ministry, you go to the public services place. They're trying to do what? This college, I don't know whether they've started this public services college or whatever, where you need 5 passes, 1 to 3, to be enrolled, to become a public servant. All kinds of fantastic things they are trying to do. If you become somebody like this and you can't pray to God, you are a useless person. Yeah. Because you cannot do what you are doing and not be devoted to God also. And that's what we are saying, that anybody who is not skilled, anybody who is not an expert, like I am a professional, I'm a pastor. If I go somewhere, anybody asks me, what is your profession? I there's nothing else I talk about. I say, I'm a preacher. You have to say you are a student. You have to say you are a businesswoman. You have to say I am a clerk. You are a carpenter. You are a mason. But I say I'm a preacher. Because I am trained. I am skilled in what I'm doing. But on the contrary, you are not skilled. But it doesn't mean that you cannot do anything for God. So we are looking at people like you who have accepted. You see, some of you still, I don't know how you understand all this teaching we are teaching. It's true. As I'm preaching, I expect people to come forward to say, Reverend, I understand what you are talking about. I understand what God is saying. I want to give some of my time to the work of God. And because of that, you know what? I am making your judgment more severe. Because apart from Thursday evenings, I am going to start another home cell, a whole series of it, Saturday afternoons. You have no excuse. You have no excuse. Anybody who have an excuse, God is waiting for you. Because those who are busy from Monday to Friday, I have Saturday for you. 1.5 hours on a Saturday. As a good pastor, I am trying to make it possible for you to please your God. Amen. If you turn your back on it, I will say in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, amen. We shall meet on a beautiful shore. Done my part. If you like, I can create Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, up to Sunday for home sales. Because we are looking for 100 cell groups and 100 cell leaders. People who are volunteers. So, okay, how many want to volunteer their Saturday afternoon? I should have people from this church. If I am your pastor and you respect me and I'm saying I need people to help me do something Saturday afternoon and you say no, I don't know what kind of person you are. You see, I should have said this earlier. You people don't talk. You don't talk. You understand what I'm saying? You don't speak. When you don't speak, Satan has a control over you. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Speak. God is the one who gave us mouth and tongue to speak. The person who doesn't want us to talk is the devil. Matthew chapter 9 verse 33. Let me just give you that scripture. I should have said this before. Is it why people don't say things? Because Satan doesn't want them to. Yeah. And I know and I'm sure people even have information about things that they are not saying in the church. Where's Basma's wife? She coming? Just now. Okay. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb did what? Speak. So what's preventing the dumb from speaking? The devil. So if you don't speak, what is on you? If you don't speak, it's the devil who has something on your mouth. That's the people who don't speak. They are very dangerous people. take this scripture and go and meditate on this scripture. Dumb people speak because the power of God came on a dumb person. There are things in people's head as they are sitting down looking at me. There are things in people's head. A lady met me after church. She said, I wanted to talk to you a long time ago. I said, really? He said, I came to talk to you about a job. You told me not to take it. She said, I didn't listen to you. She said, I didn't listen because the job was offering me a lot of money. So I was tempted. She said she had to pack her stuff and leave the job by herself. I don't even remember when I told her that. I don't even remember. I said, you should come on the stage and speak about it. Because people don't understand when we preach. People don't understand when we talk to them. So you who has experienced, like what Sister Belinda told us, you who has experienced things, you should speak about it. Testimonies are the most powerful. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Testimony is something that puts the devil to his place and makes him quiet. So your testimonies and the things that you don't talk about, you think you don't want people to mind your... Guyanese are like that. I don't want nobody mind me business. Sit down and mind your business. Yeah, and it will be there. So I wish that as we are preaching and we are teaching this, some of you will rise up and say, you know what, Ref, I'll be a volunteer on Thursday evenings. Thursday evenings can't work for me, but can Ref, Saturday I can. Because a volunteer is somebody who gives a bit of his time to church work. You coming to church on Sunday is not a volunteer job. Coming to church, you are not volunteering. In case you don't understand what volunteer means. Doing something apart from your Sunday, your Tuesday, and your Thursday attendance is what you can call volunteer. And that is what we are preaching about. God is looking for more volunteers. Let me tell you, in time past, you and I could not even dream of doing anything in the house of the Lord. You have to be a Levite. You have to come from the loins of Aaron, from the loins of Levi, the third son of Jacob, to be even able to sweep the church. And God has brought himself low. And he wants to just use anybody whosoever will. And yet, we are not listening. But I see many of you becoming cell leaders in the name of Jesus. There's a blessing in it. If you want to be a cell leader, you have to develop, the first thing you have to develop is your pastoral skills. Your pastoral skills. I'm closing, my time is up. I don't want to keep it too long. Pastoral skills, that's number one. A lay pastor must develop himself as a good pastor. Develop himself as a good pastor. A lay pastor must develop himself as a good pastor. Pastoral work is simple. I'm always asking, Mr. Marshall, I'm always asking my people, can you not gather 5 people in a house on a Thursday evening? Jugu. Can you not gather people? You know Jugo? You know my friend Jugo? Jugo, have you stopped the dance you used to do, or you still do the dance? One time. You do a little oldies kind of thing. How many people do you get?
Quite a lot.
Like what, 100?
Sometimes maybe a little over them.
When Jugo put his set... Thank you. He put his set, he turned his set up. Got it, boom, boom, boom. He can get more than 100 people to come to his dance. I told you the church must have different types of people. Don't let your mind go anywhere. your opinion doesn't count. These are ordinary people. What do you expect? You must have fantastic. I need anti-men in the church. Yeah. When we come to church, I must have a whole session with anti-men. And then I take the oil. I say, receive it now. Yeah. Take it one. Take it two. I receive it. I receive it. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. Oh, cry. Oh, drive the demons out of them. It would be a nice church, you know. Yeah. No, we have to understand that a church is just a place of ordinary people. All types of people. Lesbians. Yeah. Homosexuals. Polygamists. Sweet boys and sweet girls. Yeah. We should have the women come here and fight in the church. And we tell them, no, you can't do that. So Brian, please go and tell them that when they go home, they should go and beat the boy, not in the church. Yeah. We see the man sitting down and say, that girl is for he. That girl is for he. That girl is for he. Is that not ordinary people? Ah. Our church in BV, there's a young man like that. He's with a girl. The girl is in the church. He's brought two other girlfriends to the church. The whole fight is who will sit next to him in the church. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's such a nice problem. That is why you as a lay person or a volunteer, you have to develop your pastoral skills. Because you cannot come around and say, hey, you, what happened to you? Are you stupid? You walk around with you. No. You have to be able to pastor and keep people together. Pastoral work is something you need to be very tolerant. You need to have a lot big stomach to stomach nonsense. You know the nonsense Jesus had to put up? Put up with? A former prostitute came and poured oil on Jesus' feet in the house of Simon the leper. The disciples were there. Simon the leper was a very known guy in town. How that dangle found her way to the place, it was mystery. Jesus didn't say anything. Jesus didn't react. Allow the woman to do whatever she wants to do. The people said, what? What's that? What's this? What's that? Ooh. He eats with publicans. He drinks with prostitutes. He's with sinners. And this. How can we affect people if you don't allow them into the presence of the Lord? This is where God is. They must come. They must come. And as a lay person who has to develop your pastoral skills, you have to have a big stomach. You know, Jesus knew Judas was going to betray him, but he never drove him away. He always would say, one of you will betray me. One of you. Judas said, preach it, Jesus, preach it. And Jesus was saying, he said, if only I could slap you, I would have slapped you to finish this case. He managed him until he became who he became. That's a pastor. It's a skill you need to develop. You must develop that. You have to pray for the grace. You say, Lord, please give me people who are not like me. People who are slow. People who are fast. People who are fronting. People who are this. Give me the heart to manage, to be able to gather them. People who will talk to you anyhow. Look at how Sioni is behaving. Sioni is like my grandchild. Yeah. You think if it's not a church, she can behave like that? Esther, you think she can behave like that if it wasn't a church? I took my belt long time ago. Yeah. Ash. Yeah. No, you get some. You become like barbecue. Your back will become like barbecue chicken. Ukra. You can ask my children, they will tell you. Ukra. cry. Oh, you feel the power of God upon your life, I tell you. You'll never be the same again. Yeah. No, I when I look at myself, Charlene, I used to have a very short circuit. Fuse blow just like that. When I was a student, I was a senior prefect. I had a cane. All the teachers had canes. The headmaster had a cane. The assistant headmaster, he didn't have a cane. You know the tire of a vehicle? He cut a piece of it like that. Like a little, like 1.5 to 2 feet. That was his cane. You were lash, man. If you get two of that, you sit up like that. So. Yes. And the senior prefect, the girl senior prefect, and our assistants were given canes also. I met a guy one day. Something the guy was challenging me. I took my cane. Ran. Oh. I became a Roman soldier with Jesus Christ. Lash! I even didn't see what had happened. The guy's back became like a chicken on a grill. Yeah. And he went home to tell his mother. Mother came to school with short pants. To fight. It was my headmaster who protected me. The woman would have come to fight me. I tell you. No, you couldn't. You couldn't bypass me with nonsense. But you see, I had to. I remember my first church member. Let me probably close with this one. You must develop your pastoral skills. My first church member, she's called Joyce. When we started the church in Holland, we started in my living room. Bishop was there, Bishop Saki was there. Myself, a few friends, we were like about 12. We started the church. The next Sunday, he moved on to New York to start a church in America. And so the next Sunday, nobody came. It was just about me and two people. And then slowly, one person stayed. So I was with this one person for a while. Every day you go to church, it's this one lady preaching. Women, they are fantastic. I have two dogs, a boy and a girl. I don't see the boy when I go home. It's only the girl who is home anytime I go. I have about 14 cats. Yes, all of them, I don't see them. The mother, the grandmother, or the great-grandmother, who brought all of them into... She's the one who is still around. It tells you something about women. Very faithful. They will be there. The dog who is a boy, he is looking for things outside. What was I trying to say? Yes. Choice. Real man. You'll be promoted tonight. Amen. But like, you'll be promoted too. So Joyce, I was moving with her. We got to a point we wanted to do communion. So we got about 2-3 people who came to the church. But she was the one who was very stable. You know, others were rotating. They come today, they don't come. They come like that. So we're going to buy communion glasses. We're in town. And she was trying to draw my attention as we're getting out the train and all of that. I mean, we're looking for this shop, for this thing. So the pastor said, okay, but what's happening? She said, I have to tell you something. I said, what do you have to tell me? She said, I have to tell you something. I said, all right, just now. He said, Pastor, I have to tell you something. Then all of a sudden she said, I'm pregnant. You see, you must understand that from our culture, you cannot say you are pregnant. You cannot. What you can say or you must say is, I have somebody who says you want to marry me. That's what you say. Pregnancy can come before marriage. It's a taboo in our society. It happens now and then, but it's not a norm. When it happens, you are cast out. Unlike other cultures where when you get pregnant, People are happy. I'm getting a grandbaby. I'm going to become a grand. Then they continue to do the same foolish things again. So I said, my only faithful church member, how can you be pregnant? I've never seen a man with you. This is no Holy Ghost. It cannot be Holy Ghost. I mean, oh, you can't be Mary. Mary was one. She's gone. I could not even concentrate to buy the communion glasses we're going to look for anymore. I've got a nice church member. Could be one of the nice ladies in the church. Not knowing she doing thing. Somebody dip on things. Aina taught me a word again. I won't say it. I don't know. You know it. Aina last night showed me another word for. It's a synonym. Synonym for something. It's trying to come, but I'm trying to not let it come. If I set the church on fire. So I was confused because in building a church, I get one faithful person. I fall in love with her. I know she's going to help. You know, we organize, we're going to build a church together. One of my strongest pillars. Now you come with a belly, you spoil the church. So I called Bishop. I said, Bishop, those days when you call, you get through. The hello, there's Collins, there, Collins. Now, call secretary. You can't call Bishop. You can't get him. So I called. He said, Collins, what's happening? What's up? I said, Bishop, I have a problem. He said, what is the problem? I said, Bishop, I have one faithful lady in the church. When I go to church, at least I know if nobody will come, she will come. Faithful. When you get faithful people in your church, it's very nice. So. I said, Bishop, she told me yesterday that she's pregnant. Because again, in the circles I grew up in Ghana, in our churches, when you get pregnant in the church, you are cast out. No, you don't come to church. You are not allowed in church. No, you are not allowed. It's fornication. It's dirtiness. It's sin. And you can't come among us. You are sinful. You are sinful. Hey, go! You will not try that in a church. You will not try that. Even when we were growing up, the pastor who was pastoring us, he didn't like women and makeup. There's a particular lady, she would not joke with her makeup. The pastor almost demonized her. I tell you, she would come dressed up to prayer meeting with her lipstick. The pastor didn't like her at all. He wanted everybody's face to be like that. Okay, you have colors. Like straight. But a little bit of touch is nice. Yeah, it makes your lips become upgraded. Make your eyes become metamorphosized. Hey, it's like the hair. It makes your hair look like you are, but you don't have, but it's your hair. It. So Bishop said, Collins. Is that shorty? Collins. I hope you wrote your name. He said, Collins. Oh, this is not a problem. I said, Bishop, she has fornicated. I have to drive her away, but she's my only faithful person. So what do I do? Bishop said, are you a man of God? I laughed. He said, if you're a man of God, why didn't you see a vision of somebody lying ponche? Hey. If you are that powerful to now come and say, hey, you out. You this. You. Why didn't you, the day she had sex or what, why didn't you see it when she came and said, Joyce, the Lord is telling me something. If you are a man of God. I couldn't understand what you were saying. He said, leave her alone. I said, is Bishop backsliding or what? Somebody has gone to do something and I should leave her in the church? It's a sinful church. I was young. I was still an embryo. I didn't know that as a pastor, you need, you think about it. If I'm going to be a pastor in Guyana, who are those who are going to be in my church? Prayers. Oh. Oh. Couple well people. Children that you will never see their fathers ever. Unlike other societies where you come, mommy, daddy, children. No, it's mommy and children. You see, this child's face is different from the other child's face. And the other child's face. And you see, than the other child. These are the normal people are walking on the streets of Guyana. If you can't handle people like this, you cannot be a good volunteer. As long as I've been a pastor of this church, it's now that I can see ladies cleaning this church. For many years, I could not understand why women will not clean this church. Because from my circle, I was born in Ghana, I grew up in Ghana. The church is taken care of completely by the women. Hey, Saturday, go and see. They're even fighting. Here. Their fingernails are like from here to Cemetery Road. What a road. It tells you the type of women we have in our society. And let me say this as I close. You will not believe, as we are gearing up ourselves for a marriage conference, how many wives have told their husband, me going away. Husband takes the ticket, $3,000 for a couple, goes home and says, sweetie, there's a marriage conference. Let's go. And the woman will say, I ain't going. The man comes to the person who gave him the ticket. Say, my wife says she won't come, so I can't. Is it not the woman who rather wants to tame the man and make the man experience God's power and God's presence so that she can have the man for herself alone and treat her well? It's fantastic. The man rather wants to come into the presence of the Lord and learn a bit about marriage. But the woman now, Jezebel and Eve. And Delilah, thank you very much. He said, no, I'm not going. Some people are saying, oh no, my marriage is good. We don't have any problems. He said, you're waiting for a problem before you come? I was talking to a couple. Husband say, when we are sleeping, I like to hold her. Wife says, when I'm sleeping, I like freedom. That's why Jesus didn't marry. How can I marry you and not hold you in the night? And why cannot? She said, no. I can't breathe. Women are fantastical. I know not all women are like that. But if you catch one of those people, you're dead. So it means in the night, space. No fly zone. Now, you look at it. So if you, as a man, you are not straight up, you end up sleeping with another woman, who in the night will hold you? Where would you like to sleep every night? then Madam Chairperson will be sleeping in the house by herself alone. Now you have more space. You can breathe. You can breathe. Nice. Then you come say, Reverend, he came home for 2 nights. I said, you deserve to be left alone on the bed for 2 nights. Yeah. You travel, gone. A little touch. You can breathe. Okay, so die. It's fantastic. All these people are in the church. So I had to talk to the man and say, you know what? Man, if she says she can't breathe. Okay. You see now. But the man says, you know, Reverend. Now the guy, for the next 50 years of his life, has to. So if you can't touch, what about? You can imagine. What about entering into Jerusalem? Hey, the gates are locked. Iron bars with security guards, black policemen standing. Yeah. No entry. Security tight. As a pastor, as a volunteer to look after people, you will need to develop your pastoral skills. So when I look at some of my church members, my time is up. Stand to your feet, please. Chorus this. We want a lot of people in the choir. Are you going to fight? Are you going to fight them? And say, she always. She always. You always too? No. You have to develop the ability to be a shepherd, to be able to handle and be with people together. Yes. We are not the same. You're not the same. Somebody may not smile like you want to smile, but you're not the same. Eh, Michelle, what do you think? Yeah, I have to be a pastor to pastor you. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Be a pastor to pastor you, because you can't have a remote control and change everybody like that. Pa 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 pa. It would have been a very fantastic world. Burnham came, people don't like him. Chedi came, we don't like him. Even Atachong, people even forget about him. It's just the other day they put his name on the convention center. Then Janet came. Then Hoyt came. The people say he's a too nice guy. That's why he lose the election. Then Janet. Then some blinds. Yeah. 1 year and they kick you out. And then Barat. Yeah. King Kong came. Egan. Then Ramota. We neighbor with him. Then Granger has come, and still people have things to say. You have to have a certain accommodating kind of spirit. Somebody will have to be the president anyway. Lift your hands and pray. Say, Lord, give me that heart. Give me that shepherd's heart. Give me that shepherd's heart. Give him that shepherd's heart to be able to deal and handle and put up with people. As a volunteer, I shouldn't say, oh, I don't got time with them people. I don't have time with them people. I can't take care of them children. It's not me children. Then children disgusting. I can't deal with it. No, as a volunteer, you need a heart. Pray to God for that heart. A shepherd's heart. Lebros kebres kabra kabrande rebe sandas. Lebros eberebe shakabarababa. Lebobo sika bandere me kabras katabaraba. Touch the hearts of your people, oh God. Soften our hearts, oh God. Soften our hearts for people. Soften our hearts for people. Soften our hearts for the church, oh God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Father, I pray for your people. A heart like yours. A heart like yours, oh God. A heart that will break for what breaks yours. A compassionate heart. An accommodating heart. A heart that can see things that we are not used to but accommodate it. A heart that can see things and we don't like but still be able to put up with it. Because you, oh God, you have put up with billions of people in their sins, in their rebellion, in their disobedience, in all forms of things. A heart like yours, oh God, we ask this afternoon that I'll be able to volunteer and work and serve in your house. Blessed be Jesus. Lebros kabrandere mesata barababa. Hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Jesus. You are here this afternoon. You are not saved. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, very quickly, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand. Pastor, I am not saved, but I'm not born again. I want to give my heart to Jesus right now. If you're here like that, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You are here like that. God bless you. Just lift up your right hand so I can see it well, please. You want to give your heart to Jesus. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. Your right hand up high. I can see it. You don't want to go to hell. Say, Pastor, I don't want to go to hell. Please pray with me. If you're here like that, just lift up your right hand up high so I can see it. God bless you. If you lifted up your right hand, I see a hand. I'm not sure whether it's lifted up or not. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to ask you to come to me. Come. If your hand is up, come to me. God bless you. Clap for him as he comes. Clap for him. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Don't go to hell. It's not a good place for you. Stand right here. Face me. Right, if you can. Yes. Oh, clap for him as he comes. God bless you, sir. God bless you. You want to come? It's not too late. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus this afternoon. God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Broken hearts, broken lives. He will take them all. The power of the word.
All right. Close your eyes with me, gentlemen. And pray this prayer after me with all your heart. Make it your own prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Make my heart your home. From today, I believe with all my heart that I'm born again. That my name is written in the book of life. I am a child of God and I have eternal life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.